Welcome to the teaching ministry of Joyce Meyer. This teaching is entitled, Power and Authority.
Are you ready for the Word of God today? All right. We're going to start in Matthew chapter 10, verse 1. And today we're talking about the authority that has been given to the believer by God. Everybody say, I have power. And I have authority. We looked at a scripture last night, and we will probably look at it again today, that tells us that Satan has power, but it says that we have power and authority. So there's a difference. He has power, but he only has the authority that we give him many times through lack of knowledge. For example, do you know how many angry Christians there are that go to church every week? And they're angry, they're mad at somebody. Oh, we even go to church with people we're mad at. Sit next to them and sing our little songs on the overhead, get out in the car and go fight again all the way home. So many people are living in strife. They're full of bitterness and resentment. And they've convinced themselves it's just too hard to forgive. It's just not fair. They've been hurt too bad. And yet the Bible tells us plainly. Everybody say plainly. You know, Jesus is not real vague. I mean, if you really just read it, he tells you exactly what to do to have a great life. And he also tells you if you don't do it, then you're not going to have a great life. So anybody who really wants to have a great life, all you need to do is read the book, listen to the messages, and then take action and go do it. In Ephesians 4, it says, do not let the sun go down on your anger. Now, I don't have to try to figure that out. That's not a mystery. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. Do not give the devil any such opportunity. Don't give him a foothold. You know what happens? If we give the devil a foothold, then it's not long and he gets a stronghold. And that's what becomes very dangerous. So really and truly, we need to watch for the little things that we often...